Gore Vidal, 1925, 2012. He was ever a master writer, lucid, clear, principled, and especially in his latter years, anti-imperialist. Born in, of all places, West Point, New York, 86 years ago, Gore Vidal, a son of American aristocracy, was a traitor to his class of means and influence, but it never seemed to bother him. He wrote some of the funniest, wittiest words ever written in the language, and he spoke the same. In an interview in March of 2005 with journalist Steve Perry of the Minneapolis City Pages, Vidal gave this response to questions about Iraq and the prospects of the American empire. He said, well, let us say that the old American Republic is well and truly dead. The institutions that we thought were eternal proved not to be. And that goes for the three departments of government. And it also goes for the Bill of Rights. So we're in uncharted territory. We're governed by public relations. Very little information gets to the public, thanks to the corruption and or ineptitude of the media. Just look at this bankruptcy thing that went through. Everybody in debt to credit cards, which is apparently 90% of the country, is in deep trouble. So the people are uninformed about what's being done in their name. And that's really why we are in Iraq. Iraq is a symptom, not a cause. It's a symptom of the passion we have for oil, which is a declining resource in the world. Alternatives can be found, but they will not be found as long as there's one drop of oil or natural gas to be extracted from other nations, preferably by force, by the current junta in charge of our affairs. Iraq will end with our defeat. Those are the words of the late and remarkable Gore Vidal, a writer, bon vivant, a really interesting dude. Gore Vidal, 86, joins his ancestors. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.